What's up, movie fans and Netflix bingers? This is the Bros Who Binge podcast. My name is Adam Schubert. As always, I'm joined by Lyndon Burton. Lyndon, how are you doing this week?
Doing good, man. Glad to be back. My fault why we've been away for 3 weeks. Had some crazy shit going on, but glad to be back. A lot to discuss. Tokyo Vice. What a crazy ending. Like, bravo. Need a season 3. Could kind of see where it goes. Shogun definitely could have had another season. And
I did not finish Shogun.
Okay, well, see, all right, see, it could have had, we could talk about it next week, but it definitely could have had another season, and Next Level Chef, fire, and I'm back in the Vanderpump Rules for everybody. We're back, baby. I'm all the way caught up on everything. We're here.
Did you watch Invincible?
Oh, that's the only damn show I didn't watch. I've been watching X-Men. Man.
So my friend and listener, Jonathan, J.A., He was talking to me about the Invincible season 2 ending. I thought it was a good ending. It's a very big setup for season 3. He's a comic reader. He said that crazy shit's coming season 3.
Okay, so. I know what happens for the most part in this, where like didn't he beat up Angstrom in the end of the season 3? It's like season 3 is coming with the Viltrumite War, right?
Basically, yeah. I mean, the season ends because Mark is coming to grips with killing Angstrom.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan goes to the Viltrumite jail, and he's like talking to Omni-Man, being like, "Bro, we're gonna get out of here."
Yeah, that shit's crazy. But hey, I don't know. Look, I gotta give credit to where credit is due. X-Men 97. I was not excited for it. Blowing my mind. The fact that have you been watching? Do you caught up?
I'm not caught up. I've watched up to what was last week's episode where they were on that island with all the
Xavier's back.
No, I don't get to that.
Oh, you're two back then.
I'm two back then.
You're watching the 9/11 event. That's where you're at.
Yeah,
with the Sentinels and shit and Gambit.
Right.
Yeah. Because Bo DeMaio spoke and he was like, yeah, he was a babe. He was a product of 9/11. And he was like, I wanted to put that in there. And like, look, that felt like some traumatic shit. That episode where the Sentinels were just destroying shit. But like, if you think that's crazy, like, brother, they're cooking with grease. Got to give them credit. X-Men 97, damn good show.
Yeah, I liked every episode but the video game episode.
Oh, yeah, that shit was trash. But, like, what have you? Look, look, the highs are super high. And, you know, the lows are mid. So, like, I'm not mad at it. I'll take one mid for, like, that Sentinel episode was crazy, bro. And then I did not see Gambit dying this soon. Like,
yeah.
See, shocked. Like, yeah.
So, that's where I left off on that show. Looking forward to, I've kind of been waiting. I guess that and Bad Batch, I've been holding on. I just because like we haven't been on a podcast in a minute, and I was like, they're like two episodes away from wrapping up, and I can just boom,
binge it
because like that's what I have been doing on with some of the anime. So I have finally gotten to Gear 5 in One Piece.
Oh shit, you're there! Oh shit, this is crazy.
So I understand what that all means now, which is crazy.
Yeah, that shit, Toon Force, brother. My man is on his Looney Tunes shit.
But I haven't gotten past the battle.
Okay, so that day you're there. Did you see him fight a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I got to 1,073, which is, you know, right about the end of that.
Okay.
The Big Mom's fight was wild. Like Law finally became a badass and like did something super cool.
And then Kid just shoots a fucking ray gun at the end.
The animation that they've moved into for like this arc or whatever.
Great.
Wow.
Great.
Like, the movement that they did in that Big Mom fight with Law where he's like doing like that Nightcrawler, like pop, 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 pop.
See,
like,
oh man. If you like that, just wait, brother. Just wait. Just wait till you get to this arc. Cause like the new arc, I gotta say, the animation, they took Wano, took it to a new level, and like Law specifically has a moment in this new arc that's like, damn. But like it starts there. Like the foundation of it is that fight, which is nuts.
Yeah. And then also in anime, I've caught up basically as far as we for My Hero Academia.
Oh, that fucking trash ass fucking anime, and like, bro. They ruined and like, it.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're into maybe it? I'm... Okay, so you're into it. Okay. Talk to me.
I mean, I thought that the, you know, the raid that happened mm-hmm. was badass. Like, all the different things that happened.
Yeah.
And, like, the final battle reminded me a lot of, like, Pain in Naruto. Just, like, big boss. Like, stuff's happening. Like, wait, the city's in a wasteland. They're fighting Shigaraki. And it's, yeah, like, yeah, you know, like, Deku's, like, almost in full form. Bakugo is, like, he's now sacrificing himself, like, total the character arc. Like,
what's the last thing you saw in that? So I know what to say and what not to say.
He is at UA in the walls after being, you know, Lone Wolf Deku.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I forgot that's where it ended. Okay, okay. Yeah, no, that look, yeah. The Nagantcha was gas. But, like, oh, they made so many mistakes in the anime that where it's just like, I stopped watching. I'm strictly manga with My Hero. It just upsets me. I just watch the fights. Because they fucked up. So, like, Night, like, oh, man, Night, the Vigilante Deku, the city should have been black the whole time. Why the fuck is he fighting in the daytime? Like, where was the symbolism when he threw All Might's food to the ground? They didn't give a damn about that. Like, there was so much that should have been expounded.
I do think that was left on like the cutting room floor on that, because like that was a pretty serious one. And so, like, you know, when I watched that, I was like, okay, well, it's on Netflix now, rewatch. And so, like, now I'm like all the way to, like, you know, Coda, you know, season three, they take Bakugo.
And it's funny, like, that you see Muscular, like, because he beat Muscular's ass so easily.
Yeah. So easily. But yeah, I mean, like, I just thought that watching the parallels of, like, that show early on and then, like, to what it is now, like, I agree that they probably could have expounded on some stuff. I feel like they cut a few episodes short. And I think it's because they care too much about, like, what's going on with everyone else. I'm like, no, I want Deku in the city.
They care about them damn movies. Like, all these damn movies that keep coming out are asshole. Like, you watch Villain Academia, they should have changed the entire show for that shit. Like, that should have been a moment, bro, where Shigaraki takes over the show. It's his show now. They could have, like, stylized it. It could have been great. But, like, I, like you said, they just, they, I don't get it. I don't get what that anime is doing.
I do think that as a whole, I guess, like, for someone who's a little more casual but knows lore, like me, it's hitting because, like, the impacts that are happening storyline basis, like the My Villain Academia arc in the show makes sense for the show.
The
payoff.
Yeah, that's fair. Because if I didn't read it, I would have definitely been like, damn, this is pretty cool. I can't lie.
And so, there's times where, like, you know, you're in the raid, for instance, and, like, you know, Twice dies and, like, gut punch. And it's like, you know,
Hawks killed that dude, bro.
You know, when Toga is, like, talking to Ochako and, like,
fucking
and stuff like that,
it's just like,
oh, you shouldn't have played. If you would have known anything about her, you would have known, like, to play it a different way.
In the best episode of all that shit, Dobby's fucking dance. Even though we knew it was coming, when he put that water on his hair and you saw Endeavor's face, it was like, damn, brother.
And it's funny because, like, what I most recently watched was, like, Shoto encountering Dobby for the first time. And just, like, since I know the weight now, like, you see their interactions and you can tell that, like, Dobby knows.
He's
my stupid little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who's trying to play hero.
I don't know what his dad's doing.
Right. So, you know, it's, you know, I think, like, I was very, very impressed with how that show's been going for me. So much so that it made me want to go.
Hell yeah, back. Love to hear that. Because look, My Hero is still gas packed. It is top tier. I don't care about my complaints because the story is there. Nonetheless, it is great. And, like, whoo, this next season is going to be a lot for you.
It is one of those things where, like, you know, when I watch My Hero and then I go back to finish the One Piece thing, I'm like, oh, well, you know, this is This is so much better.
Yeah, One Piece is that like, one. Like, it just
it's just like one of those things where, like, I feel like now if you go to a Comic Con and people are like heavily in like My Hero armor, I'm like, you guys just like, are you truly anime fans? Like, if
this
like,
guy, My Hero is like
your number one anime.
Oh my gosh, this guy has turned to a snob on us. Look at this. I love it though.
Saying.
Hey, it's look, I felt that same way about Naruto. I shit on Naruto for years. I mean, I shit on One Piece for years because I was a Naruto stan. Shit on it. The moment I watched One Piece and understood, I was like, oh, Naruto doesn't have shit on this. This is a
story. Well, I mean, and then, like, just to factor into the My Hero again, it's like, yeah, like I said, I like My Hero a lot. I think it's great, but, like, it doesn't even hold a flame to Naruto either. Like, I mean, like, those two shows are just, like,
two different.
Like, there's people out there that have a discourse that's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, My Hero is, like, right up there with those shows.
No. Some people think that, for sure. Like, I can't say My Hero's on the same level as Naruto, but, like, I mean, it's up there for Nujin. You need to get on JJK.
I mean, like, heck, like, I do my yearly, like, Evangelion rewatch. This shit's gas. Like,
oh yeah, well that's a different monster. That shit's crazy.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Hell yeah! Glad you see you caught up on the anime wave. I'm caught up on our reality shows. We're here, baby. We're here to pod today.
So going into the story is the big trailer that is kind of also the big story is that Tales of the Empire kind of came out of nowhere. Not a lot of people are really talking about it. Now it's obviously been in the discourse for about 2-3 weeks now, but you know. Seriously cool coming out March yeah, May the 4th. It's, you know, going to be a really interesting way to look at things, especially if you're on a Disney Plus lens. I didn't think Disney Plus would dare go this. It's probably gonna be really tame, but yeah, I mean, like, I think, you know, we're gonna have a lot of cool dark side energy in 2024 with this and Acolyte.
Look, that's what I'm ready for. Give me some of that Acolyte juice. But hey, isn't the Tales? Isn't that Grievous? Right. Isn't Grievous in that?
Yeah, it's all Empire, okay. The beginning of the Empire, end of the Empire, current. Like, they're gonna do some stuff that ties in six, you know, at end of six into Mandalorian with like Morgan Elsbeth and stuff like that. So
they're gonna
like tell a bunch of different stories.
So it's worth checking out.
Yeah, it's like Tales of the Jedi was. What, last year, 2 years ago, where, like, we got, you know, two new Ahsoka stories and the Qui-Gon Jinn story and stuff like that. So we're going to get, like, that, but in the Empire's lens. So you're going to get, like, some Vaders in different perspectives, or, like, they're going to do some Inquisitor stuff. They're going to do Barriss Offee, who is the Jedi who turned Sith. And so, like, what is the interaction between her and then Vader? Does she know that that's Anakin? Does Anakin know that's her? Like, what's that interaction? So it was going to be some pretty interesting stuff.
Hell yeah, okay. I'm gonna have to check that out then for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna be short little bites, so it'll be easy to watch in a day.
Easily digestible.
Right. Craig Gillespie is going to direct Supergirl. He's the previously has directed Cruella and I, Tonya.
Hey, he's not a bad director. Both of those movies weren't bad. I mean, I, Tonya was great.
I, Tonya was great. Cruella wasn't bad.
Yeah, Cruella was solid, a little bit above mid, so good for him. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Look, we just got to get to Superman, bro. Like, that's where we're at. That's where I'm at with DC. It's like, just give me the Superman.
You know, it sounds like it's going to be good. I saw, like, this week they had the Ma and Pa Kent castings. I'm like, I don't really care.
Just randoms. Just some randoms. Like, cool. Nice, James Gunn. You didn't go for big names. You went for unknown actors, which, let me not say unknown, just not popular actors, which is cool. So, you know, but...
Knowing James Gunn, they're probably someone who he, like, you know, stood next to in a Starbucks line one time and was like, you're my guy.
That, hey, he just went with his peeps. Hopefully, like, that movie has to be good, man. Like, if Superman's not good, then it's just, put it to rest.
It's a waste, yeah.
Yeah, just put it to rest. Like, I am over it.
We'll watch Peacemaker season 2, but that's it.
And I'll watch The Batman, but, like, all that other shit, like, just
forget about it.
Just go to bed.
So we'll talk about the Batman universe in a minute, but to finish up in some Marvel talk, the Punisher will be in Daredevil Born Again. That's probably the most anticipated show looking forward to right now in the Marvel world.
In years.
Yeah, in years.
Like, oh man, I haven't watched a Marvel show in ages.
Yeah, I did not watch Echo. Not a lick.
Didn't I watched a couple episodes of that, but it was not good.
No. We're watching 97, but I mean that's not in the MCU.
Yeah, I don't count that shit.
So Julia Garner, she has been cast as the female Silver Surfer named Shala Ball. Shala Ball was Silver Surfer's first love in the comic Silver Surfer 1, and her descriptions on Marvel Fandom Wiki, which is where I got this description. She never assumes the Silver Surfer mantle, but reports claim that she is a version of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, she become a herald at some point. And it was reported that Norrin Ran will be in the show as well, which I'm very interested in. Are they going to flip-flop it to where she sacrifices herself for him? Is that what's happening? Or are they both going to be heralds? Very interesting stuff to see. Or is she the OG herald and he's the new one? Because, Fantastic Four is going to be through multiple time periods. Very interesting to see
different how they variants. Go with this.
Yeah, facts.
Stories that feature Shala Ball, including characters like Galactus, Mephisto, Adam Warlock. So that's definitely something that I feel like this MCU is moving towards.
Oh yeah, Galactus is the main guy. Like, so we're gonna see what's up with that. That's a movie that they're banking on. Huge.
Yeah. The last bit before we get in the trailers is that Joker 2.
The trailer did drop. We did see CinemaCon stuff. It looked okay. Lady Gaga looked like what I thought was that Lady Gaga was imagining this shit. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
It looked like she was in Arkham and it's like, this is her imagination of her and Joker. That's what I got. Because I don't feel like he going to be free just dancing in the streets again.
No. That could be very much it. Like, it's like her interpretation, imagination.
Yeah, in her also mind.
That's probably what it's gonna be. It's art.
It's like they showed her. I saw somebody post clips of her like doing stuff that he did in the first movie, like walking up the stairs and dancing up the stairs. Like, literally, she does a lot of the shit he did in the first movie. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. And honestly, just thought of this. What if it's like happening at the same time that the first movie's happening? Almost like. Kind of like this is her interpretation of what she saw. I could see it going either of those meta routes,
something like that.
Because he can't be free in that world. Hell no! How'd he break out?
We're definitely gonna watch it. But,
oh yeah, for sure. Unless she breaks him out, like that's possible too.
Well, that's comic accurate, or I mean, not comic, but show accurate.
Facts.
So the other trailer we got was the Penguin trailer. We haven't talked about that since it came.
Looked great. I still don't know how Batman's not in that fucking show. Like, even more so after seeing that trailer. I'm like, where is he? Like, I want to know how they explain it. What is he doing to where Penguin can just run rampant and do what he wants? And why is Robert Pattinson not jumping on him? That's what I want.
Right. I mean, like, maybe that they explain that there's a bigger fish.
That's the crux of that whole story.
And so, like, maybe, like, that's, like, our sign that, like, something big is happening in Batman Part 2. Like, there's this bigger fish. But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready for it, though.
Oh, yeah, facts. Colin Farrell looks great in that.
Like, that's going to be huge. And speaking of huge in HBO, House of Dragon had two trailers. One for Team Black, one for Team Green. Both of them look hype. I think that's going to be a really killer show this year as well.
I'm ready for the House Team Black, baby. I didn't even watch the Green trailer. Fuck them.
You had to know what was going on, Lyndon.
Nah, fuck them, bro. Team Black all the way. Fuck that damn lady and her damn sons.
Yeah.
Team Green. Yeah. And just the fact that I know what happens is just makes it even worse. Like, I wish people would not have broadcasted what happens during season one. Like, people were like, oh yeah, we know what's going to happen. And they just told everybody, like, damn.
Yeah, it's like, we didn't read this lore. We just read
I did not.
On Twitter one day.
Like, facts. Or TikTok, back when I was popping off.
Yeah. But that looks really great. Another Game of Thrones news, the Jon Snow show is no longer happening. So no need to worry about that. And Duncan Egg cast their leads, their unknown
people. Now that's going to be a lit show. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it is going to be a lit show. So I'm excited about that. That they've gone into casting. I think they're just about to start filming. So that's going to be sooner. As soon as you, next thing you hear about it, it'll probably be a trailer.
Okay, hell yeah.
So bad trailer, Bad Boys. Terrible.
I just don't know why they're still just making like, it. Like,
just like it, absolutely bad.
Let it die. Just let it die in peace. But they won't. They won't. And I didn't even see Will Smith's kid in that. Like, isn't his kid supposed to be in this?
I don't know. I didn't see him. But, like, you know, this is, you know, thinking about, like, the entire podcast as a whole. Like, early iterations of the podcast, we were going to see this movie because, like, this is what you did. There were several movies in a year. You went to the movies. In post-COVID era, this movie does not get seen.
Hell no. Or at least I'm waiting until it comes on streaming.
Yeah, like, I mean, why make it? Why pay all that money? You're not going to get that money back.
Just a waste. Just a waste.
So, other trailers that were out, Unfrosted, the Jerry Seinfeld movie about the creation of the Pop-Tart.
That kind of looks good.
that seems funny.
Yeah. And then he's playing on the joke that fucking, what's his name's a horrible person. Making him Tony the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, yeah.
That shit's hilarious.
So that looks really funny. A great cast. So excited about that one. Then you had Maxine, the third iteration of the X trilogy. Two great movies, Maxine or X and Pearl. So I can imagine that Maxine will be pretty interesting. It's kind of like that noir Hollywood in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Just got that, has that feel. I know it's not gonna be, and it actually does seem like it will be kind of a mystery.
It could, like, be a little noir-y more than
it's like who is the killer, and like, is the killer Maxine, or is like some their killer coming after Maxine, and will they be rudely awakened when they do come to attack her? That's kind of like what I was vibing from with that show, and looks pretty interesting.
I'm interested in the next trailer. Hitman looks good.
Yeah, Hitman does look really good.
Glenn Powell, did you know he was in Spy Kids 3D? I saw that the other day. It was mind blown. I was like, dude does not look the same. Talk about a glow up.
Right. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw him like do an interview about that, and I was like, oh my gosh, really?
That shit blew my mind.
So,
but it looks good though, nonetheless. Crazy. With him and
Linklater. Yeah, I'm really into Hitman. I think that's going to be fun. Like, I think we talked about the first trailer that came out where it was like an iteration of comedy meets like good action. So it's like,
it gives me vibes of the Ryan Gosling movie, like this. With Russell Crowe. I'm blanking on the name.
Nice Guys.
Nice Guys. Yeah, it gave me kind of Nice Guys vibe.
I agree with that. The trailer that's next, I really, really liked. It was Trap. It was the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
He got back to basics.
I really dig this concept. He's basically at, like, Beyonce with his daughter. And, like, the whole arena is about to get surrounded by SWAT. And he's like, he goes up to someone. He's like, what's the SWAT here doing there? Like, they're here to catch a serial killer. And my first thought is like, oh, my God, bro. Your daughter's in danger.
He's
the killer. And he's flipping out.
That shit was, it looks great.
Yeah. It's like I think Josh Hartnett. Back.
Good for him and Shyamalan. They both needed something like this.
Yeah. So that's a movie that like I'm itching to see. Like I think that's going to be really good. And then Deadpool Wolverine. Like, honestly, I didn't watch this trailer because...
Oh, you didn't want to know anything?
I'm going to watch the movie. You know, but there's nothing that you need to sway me on. It's happening. Like, fair. I'm already bought into this Ryan Reynolds stuff. Like,
I definitely got this. Spoilers. Definitely got a bunch. Yeah. I won't say anything. It looks good. It convinced me even more. The Fox ties are beautiful. So, rock on.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Might be able to get to theaters for that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's one I'd go watch in theaters, definitely.
So moving into the other stories, Heels picked up at Netflix. or the rights are picked up. Which doesn't necessarily mean there's another show yet, but
hey, it's possible.
The steps are happening. You can, if you haven't seen Heels, you can at least watch it on Netflix here pretty soon, I'm sure.
And if you watch it, they'll bring it back. Look, they're doing it. They love the Amells. Steven is the star of their new Suits show. Like, they're in the Amell business.
And they keep making Code 8 movies.
Yeah, facts. I didn't even watch the new one. I was like, I don't have time for this. Just like, oh, talk about shitty Netflix movie. Rebel, can Zack Snyder stop putting out Rebel Moons? Those movies suck. And I don't want to hear, wait for the director's cut, Lynn. Why the fuck am I, why y'all telling me to watch the shit now then? What the fuck? All that shit is ass. It makes no sense because he cut out so much shit that I'm just like, what is happening in this? Can't believe I watched that piece of crap. Both of them.
I didn't watch the lick of it. When I knew there was going to be two parts, I was like, I'm done.
It is not good.
And I don't, and I, until someone tells me to watch Three Body Problem, I'm tired of getting advertised it. I'm like, I do not care about this movie, Three Body Problem. Like, it looks really weird.
Yeah, it does.
Like, so, I need someone to tell me if it's good or not. So Leonardo DiCaprio and Scorsese are teaming up for a Frank Sinatra biopic that's going to star Jennifer Lawrence as Frank Sinatra's second wife. So that's one to look out for.
Hype for that. Marty and Leo, can't go wrong. Especially as Frank, like, what?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's just fitting. It's just, great. I think that's the biopic that we're ready for now, after we've done Elvis, like, several times now. So let's do
it. And it's Sinatra up Marty's alley, because Sinatra's tied into the mob.
Right.
Like, this is us getting a semi-mob movie with Leo. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So exciting stuff on that. Domhnall Gleeson is cast as one of the new stars of the Office spinoff, as well as the lady who is the manager of the hotel in the recent season of White Lotus. We'll always butcher her name. The Italian woman.
Can Dom Hall be funny? Like, that's what I'm just waiting to see. I've only seen the guy in his Star Wars stuff, and he's very serious in that.
I mean, I've seen his rom-coms. Like, he can be goofy. It just kind of depends on, like, what they're trying to make him play. Is he the gym? We don't know. I mean, we don't understand, like, what this show's all about yet. But, I mean, I could see him being the boss. I could also see the woman being the boss.
So, yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, for sure.
So Tarantino canceled The Movie Critic.
And thank God. Fucking God. My goodness, I read the entire article because I had to know. First off, this movie went from being a movie about a movie critic to being another movie about Cliff Booth to being Cliff Booth meets young Tarantino in a movie theater and like him talking about his ideas, making it super meta, and then Tom Cruise, a bunch of baloney, brother, a bunch of baloney. Tarantino knew he could not end his career with that shit. Make it a book. He just remade. So in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like, novelization, he tells more of Cliff Booth's story. And that's what some of this movie was going to be. Because, like, he kind of cut out some of the movie critic aspect and made it more about Cliff Booth, which is, that's why this shit's not getting made.
Well, yeah, I think the solution to that is continue to make The Movie Critic and just don't make it your last movie.
He ain't doing that. That ain't happening. He's adamant on this being his last movie. That's why he canceled this shit.
And then, you got Scorsese who's gonna be, directing from
80.
His funeral.
Yeah, facts. In his 90s, he's gonna have his goddaughter or his granddaughter filming for him.
Or like his daughter. Isn't he the one that has like a daughter who's like 19 years old?
That's the granddaughter. The TikTok girl? Okay. Yeah, that's his granddaughter.
Okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Look on that. So Chris Farley biopic is in the works with Paul Walter Hauser being directed by Josh Gad. Interesting pairing there, but I could definitely see Paul Walter Hauser wanting to take on the Farley role. I think I think if it works,
yeah, like, it's his granddaughter.
Huge for him. Okay, but like if the Chris Farley movie takes off, I think Paul Walker Hauser is like solidifying himself as like, you know, another guy.
Oh, one of the best. Yeah. He was supposed to be in the movie. He was supposed to be the movie critic.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to be in the movie critic. That's right.
Yeah. That's why, that's how you knew it went away when he started talking about the fucking Brad Pitt. Like, I knew that movie was done. What does Paul Walker Hauser have to do with Cliff Booth?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, he's trying to make his rise. Like, you know, the thing that makes me the most concerned about
Josh Gad.
Directed by Josh Gad. So, like, I just don't know how goofy it's going to be.
That terrifies the shit out of me.
And what does Josh Gad know about Chris Farley? Like, those are just things I need connected. I need those dots connected.
Mm-hmm. And can Josh Gad direct?
That too. I would have loved this if it was like, you know, Sandler who directed it, or like someone who was attached to SNL who would like mm-hmm. have any sort of stake. Like, do we even know like who's working on this behind the scenes? Like,
they did say Lorne Michaels is involved.
Oh, okay. There you go. So that helps with some credibility for me.
Yeah, facts.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Last Ronin is going to be an R-rated movie coming soon.
As it should. I can't say anything about it, because if I do, I'll give away what it's about, and that ruins the movie. The whole purpose of the movie is that there's one left. Which one is it?
Yeah. In a deep dive in this podcast, in this network, it's been talked about numerous times. Because I think it was may have showed up in a pitch.
Oh, yeah. I think it did. Like,
so, you know, like, we've talked about this before. It's finally happening. I think it's going to be great.
Yes,
exactly.
Especially since it's rated R, that means they know what they're doing. But I mean, you couldn't make this if
they,
it wasn't.
They know the audience.
Yeah,
I mean, like, the audience for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are aging up.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially for this movie.
Right. So exciting stuff. And most recently, as of a couple today or yesterday, the new 28 Years trilogy from director Danny Boyle and Sony Pictures is gaining momentum. They are, like I mentioned, director now, Danny Boyle. This first movie script is written by Alex Garland. Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, and Ralph Fiennes are all on board to be in the first film. This is a sequel to the original 28 Days Later.
Okay. Should be good. I mean, as long as Danny Boyle and Garland know where they want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great cast. I think those are two guys that you could trust to put a movie together. And I think, like, it's interesting that they're going to tell a sequel to the story. I think in today's cinema, you could really expound on it a little bit more.
Facts. I agree.
Sony Pictures has acquired Darren Aronofsky's crime thriller Caught Stealing, which will star Austin Butler. The film follows Hank Thompson, a burned-out former baseball player, as he's unwittingly plunged into a wild fight for survival in the downtown criminal underworld of the 90s New York City.
Ooh.
Which basically sounds like Warriors.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Holy shit. Look, Austin Butler, Darren Aronofsky, sign me up.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is going to be really cool for Austin Butler. I love his agent. He's got a great agent.
His agent's making great choices, because even that Bike Riders movie that's about to come out is fucking good. Looks good, at least.
Yeah, he knows how to play Austin right now. Like, he is this kind of dark, brooding action guy right now. So,
and it's working.
Good stuff. Theo James has been great in The Gentlemen, and now he's going to be in the Stephen King adaptation, The Monkey. From the Conjuring Universe creator James Wan. In The Monkey, when twin brothers Hal and Bill discover their father's old monkey toy in the attic, a series of gruesome deaths start occurring all around them. The brothers decide to throw the monkey away and move on with their lives, growing apart over the years. But when the mysterious deaths begin again, the brothers must reunite to find a way to destroy the monkey for good before it takes the lives of everyone close to them. Tatiana Maslany and Elijah Wood have also been cast in this movie.
Is he playing both twins?
Are
they going to make it fraternal?
They could make it fraternal.
Okay.
He could be playing both twins.
Hopefully that's good. I'll give it. Look, I'm down to check it out.
Yeah. It'd be nice if Theo could get a win here.
Yeah, he needs it. And that's why when I heard Stephen King, I was like, oof. These are, like, hit or, you know, these are hit or miss.
He's doing good on TV right now. Like, you know, if you're, you know, if you're going to be the TV guy, be the TV guy. Don't, like, get yourself in a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. And this is, like, like I said, anything Stephen King, it could be it or it could be Dr. Sleep.
A couple other stories. Netflix is now going to have its own challenge version show of all their reality shows. They're going to bring them on to do a challenge.
Joey's going to be on it for sure.
Yeah.
Joey and Shabam.
It's really funny. Like, I'm watching the season of The Circle, and all the people that they've cast in The Circle, I'm like, you have cast so because you're ready for them to go on the spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all attractive. They're all funny. They all have a great personality. So, like, they're playing up, putting these people on the challenge show and, like, the dating show, mm-hmm. and, like, all this other stuff. And, like, yeah,
their reality universe,
right? And then Jeremy Allen White is cast as Bob Dylan in the.
Shit! Good for him. Well, shit. I know we've been seeing whatchamacallit. Wait. Who is Timothy being then?
You maybe sure? I'm wrong.
Yeah, wait. I think you are. I think Timothy's playing Bob Dylan and Jeremy's Bruce Springsteen.
It's
Bruce Springsteen. And it's not Bruce Springsteen through his whole life, because I had to make that clear. It's Bruce Springsteen through the making of one particular album.
Right.
So yeah. Where he goes on a trip around America. But yeah, no, it's Timothy that's playing Bob Dylan. He looks good as it too, by the way. Pictures came out.
Yeah, he's now part of the Kardashian-Jenners officially for life. So maybe
hopefully it doesn't kill him. God, it's killed everyone else's career.
Exactly.
James Harden can't buy a bucket, bro.
In a renewed canceling ending this week, Bupkis canceled.
Duh.
Quantum Leap canceled.
Did people watch that?
What, Bupkis?
I mean, we did, but, like, it wasn't that great.
No, it was bad, actually. Why did I spend my time watching it?
It was a big waste of time.
Grey's Anatomy is going to return for its 21st season.
End it.
The last thing he told me, which was a show I watched on Apple TV, is renewing for a second season. And the interesting part about that is that the season told the book. So, like, now it's like, and the author was a part of that first season. So, like, now the author is kind of like George R. R. Martin-ing and being like, do a second season. I haven't written the story, but we'll just go with it.
And maybe he gets another book off it.
That show's got Nicola Coster-Waldau, Jennifer Garner, and Gore Rice. Those are the three stars of that show. Pretty good. NBC has renewed Law & Order for season 24 and Law & Order SVU for season 26. No word on whether or not they're going to bring back organized crime.
Do you feel like it ended?
Well, I feel like organized crime is the best one right now.
Oh, damn. Okay. So,
because it's the only one that, like, tells a continuous story. So, like, you know, both of those two are basically, you know, villain of the weeks. And, like, organized crime will give you, you know, 5-episode arcs. And it's just, you know, some of the arcs have been really hit. Some of them have really missed.
Yeah. I feel like people who watch Law & Order aren't used to the episodes connecting.
No. I mean, I think they are. Like, especially if you watch SVU. Because, like, in SVU, in the middle times, be villain of the week. But, like, you're telling, like, an overarching story in between. Like, and it's a lot SVU is doing now. Like, you'll have, like, a villain come up in the first episode, and then three episodes down, it comes back, and at the end, it all, like, climaxes.
Okay.
Especially when they do, like, their joint stuff, Law and Order, and Organized Crime. So, it's still hitting.
Okay.
But Law and Order, the first one, is, you know, it's really bad sometimes.
It's really, really bad. Yeah, I only watch SVU to this day.
And they have the guy who was Sam Watterson, who the old actor, he is no longer on the show, and they brought the president from Scandal to come in. and be the DA.
Oh shit! Okay.
So it's just,
damn. So the so old guy's gone.
Yeah.
Oh well, damn! Law and Order's not the same now.
No, no, exactly.
Is that all you got so for canceled? It's time for movie on the rise. All right, is that time where we give you one movie or TV show that's out this week that we think you should watch? I think I'm gonna go with something that's not new. I'm going Animal Control, man. The Joel McHale Show, season 2's out right now. I just caught up with season 1. I like it. It's entertaining.
Nice.
I needed a new comedy like that. I think it's like, I would say it's not Parks and Rec in the Office, but it's better than Superstore.
I'll probably have to get around to doing that because I kind of need something like that.
I needed a palate cleanser, and it's great.
So yeah, I mean that's a good one. The ones I'll put on there is like if you like prison realities, like 60 Days In, they have a new jail experiment.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Netflix. And I watched the first 2 episodes of that. And
is it good?
It's fine. It's just one of those things where, like, you know, you're gonna have to settle into it because the first episode is set up. The second episode is just the first day of the experiment, where like a whole bunch of shit does happen, but like nothing too serious yet. And so you're gonna have to like spend some time. It's an investment because, like, you know, I don't know what happens. Like, I can't be like, you know, watch it because like something crazy happens. But like, it's just one of those things where like something really crazy could happen. But like at the end of the day, like if someone gets murdered, like I doubt that. I can put it on TV.
Yeah, facts. Oh, so, also, speaking of that, y'all should check out Fallout. It's actually good.
I've watched the first 2 episodes.
On Prime, it's actually good.
It's pretty good. My thing with it is, like, I don't understand the lore.
Oh, see, I play like, the games, yeah.
So, yeah, because I didn't play the game. So, like, I found myself, like, having to look up
Vault information.
Some of the stuff that they're talking. Yeah, like, I was just like, you know, I don't understand, like, what's going on. Basically, I don't understand, like, who are the pieces.
That's so, one thing they definitely expect you to know about. Like, they give it to you as you get to the middle, but, like, they definitely expect people to know of the games, for sure.
Right. Like, just of, like, the geography, the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you get little glimpses of it in there, but, like, it's just, like, I kind of needed it spoon-fed.
No, that's fair. That's fair to a new fan, for sure.
What else have I watched pretty recently? Well, I mean, like I said,
you gotta say Monkey Man's on streaming. I saw that you had that on the thing. It's on streaming now.
Monkey Man is on streaming?
Yeah, it is.
Where?
It's like to rent and shit. Like on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty nice too.
So I'm gonna check that out as well. I'll give you my thoughts next week because that's something I was trying to get done before this, but I was like, No time. So we talk Shogun next week as well, cause so you can finish. How'd you feel about T-Vice ending? Do you think it's done? R.I.P. Tozawa. The creator said he knew his wife was going to take him down in the end, and boy, did she.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good to have her be like the ultimate person to take it all down. Like, you know, I thought Sato running around with the girls at the end, like, was very suspenseful. I was like, Samantha, like, you're putting everyone in danger. Like,
oh, she always does, bro. Dumb bitch. Look at me getting mad. I'm sorry. That was fucked up. It just came out.
And like,
pissed me off, though.
It was really funny when, like, the people were coming in. Samantha's like, do you want to die? Like, they're like, we're not afraid. I'm like, they're coming, like, they're gonna kill us.
Yeah, facts. The people didn't give a fuck. They are Tozawa's guys. They don't give a damn. Come and get y'all's asses, bro. But, like, good for Jake. Good for, oh boy, our guy, the cop. Good for them.
Yeah.
They were vindicated.
And how it wraps up for the cop, it just makes me think that he's not.
Oh, he's done.
He's out of the game. So, like, yeah, he's done. So I'm like, well, does he get a new cop?
Or that's like, what I was thinking. I was thinking Jake gets a younger cop person this time. Because the old guy taught him Tokyo. Now he knows a little bit more. So now he gets a young gun, a real partner. Not a mentor.
We'll see. Like, that's the thing with this show now. Is like, since it's completed this arc of, like, finally getting Tozawa, like, where do you go? It's got to be, it's like a completely different show now. So it's just like, it's one of those things where if they were going to never do it again,
it makes sense.
This is the time. Facts. And so like, I feel like that's how they wrapped it up. It's like, you know, we could, but we don't have to.
But if they do,
your own interpretations.
If they do come back, I would love to know what's going on with our mob, like Sato's gang. Those guys. Because, yeah. I mean, they're in power now.
Well, I think it would be really interesting if, like, you know, Jay continues to play the game with Sato to, like, under, like, Sato now turns around and uses Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would like, maybe the season starts off and Sato's like, okay, well, you know, this new guy is trying to start up a new gang or, like, trying to change things up.
And he uses Jake to get himself in higher position. Yeah.
Yeah.
How Jake used him to get his stories.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Yeah, I could get down with that. I could definitely get down with that. But it does not seem like our guy Michael Mann is involved anymore.
No. He's got other things going on. Heat 2.
He's worried about training Austin Butler how to shoot guns the right way.
Yeah.
But hey, Tokyo Vice, solid 8 out of 10 season. Maybe even 8.5. They said in the Discord, shout out to our guy Loss who listens to this pod. He was like, better season, darker season. I could definitely say this is a better season than season one.
Yeah, I would agree. I think like this season went real hard. And they, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those shows that like I appreciated the week to week so much.
Yeah, because like, it keeps you on the edge of your mm-hmm.
Yeah, all week you're thinking like, oh man. And then like when you get back into it and you get the recap and you're like, oh man, like this is wild right now. Like so like that's one thing I've kind of really appreciated with some of these shows, and like it's even gotten to how I'm watching certain stuff now. Like even with Fallout, like I'd watch 2 episodes and I stopped. I was like, I need to see.
Oh, so you're not binging certain shows to get that week to week experience.
Yeah, the only things I'm really binging now are like reality anime.
Yeah, like, I mean that's really the only thing I really binge too is reality TV show and anime. That's probably it. Because I was about to say Shogun, I would watch. Like Shogun, I'm caught up now, but like I didn't binge that show. Can't say
it's
I did.
Hard.
Yeah, it's too much.
So, you know, I think Tokyo Vice may have had one issue that Tokyo Vice may have had is that it had Shogun going on at the same time, so people
and Ansel Elgort, and people still don't fuck with him.
Yeah,
so, I mean, rightfully so. If you don't like, don't get it twisted. Like, we're not saying that we co-signed it. We watched it for Michael Mann. That's why we got into it, and we just been into it. So, like,
I mean, more so than anything, I think it's just like a really great story with mm-hmm. you know people outside of Ansel Elgort that like
that
really
make the show. Yeah, he's not the best of that show. He's not the best actor in that show.
No, I mean, like, and he really isn't even himself in that show. Like, that's like. True. That's the thing. Like, to me, he played that character so well because, like, he was Jake to me. Like, I didn't think anything else. Like, and every character in that thing, like, I didn't think anything else about anyone else or character.
Like even in Baby Driver,
I
saw him as Ansel Elgort playing the character of the deaf baby driver. But in this, I did not see Ansel Elgort playing Jake Adelson. Like you said, I saw a guy who was enveloped in this role and killed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if this guy's career goes down the toilet, as it probably will.
He got a hit.
You know, he can look back and say that he gave his all on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's like, a fact. You know, I just hope that, like, it doesn't stain it for everyone else because, like, it just didn't count.
More people needed to watch it. But like you said, I think Shogun being out, they chose their Japanese show.
Right.
And the fact that Tokyo Vice was a season 2 also didn't help. Because if you didn't watch season 1, it's like, oh, well, damn, I'm not seeing none of this cool shit that's happening right now. Not that season 1 isn't cool, but, like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, yeah, so other than Tokyo Vice, we talked about Invincible early on. You said you were watching Next Level Chef.
No, I'm not. I'm at the last place I told you, the Bento Box episode. The last person I saw get eliminated was the WWE guy. And that's it.
That should be it.
Is that caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, I'm caught up.
That's what I'm pretty sure that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I thought I was behind. Okay, real.
Yeah, he went up against Isaiah and Zach
and got cooked. My man kept using shrimp. They were like, bro, why are you still using shrimp? Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
It just keeps coming to me.
The damn red prawns.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope Isaiah wins, though. Him or Zach. That's what I'm pulling for at this point.
Yeah, those are the two guys I'm pulling for. I also like Gabby.
Is that... which one is Gabby?
She's on Team Ramsey.
Oh, no. If I'm pulling for a girl, I'm going with the blonde from Team Blaze. That girl just stumbles and wins. Crazily. The girl picked beef tongue. Girl picked... She made beef tongue pepperoni. Isn't that Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the girl I'm pulling for. If besides Zach and Isaiah. So.
I need to see something real quick.
Unless she's out. Did she get out? See, I told you I might be behind.
To me, it sounds like you skipped one.
Did I?
But I mean, like, you would have noticed that.
I might have fell asleep. That's very possible. Maybe. Damn, did she get out?
The last one I saw... All right, well, yeah. Like, she definitely got out before the bento box.
Oh, damn. No, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, I must have fell asleep then. That's exactly what happened.
It was like... And then whoever went out last week, I just don't remember. But someone... So, yeah, you are behind one, but you skipped 11.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm definitely behind one. Okay, I'll be caught up next week. Next Level Chef's great, though. Got to give it to him.
Yeah, you didn't see the one where they all had to cook a cohesive meal as a team?
Her and Zach killed it, though, huh?
I don't think so.
They didn't go to elimination?
Or she went home on the bento box week.
She might have went home on the bento box week, then.
Yeah.
Because I thought... I might have flipped those two. Mata might have went out the... But I thought Mata went out on the bento box week. I was... Pretty sure.
No, it should have gone Vaughn, Nicole, Mata. So that's your spoilers. That Mata is gone.
Yeah, I knew Mata was gone. Yeah, facts. No, I knew that. I saw that. So, but yeah. I digress. Whatevs. That's pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
But that show is badass.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Big fan of Next Level Chef. I've been watching like a lot of Top Chef. And I've been watching Top Chef Just Desserts, which was like their spinoff show they had in 2010. Oh, about the
bakery?
No, I mean, like, it's just the same show with pastry chefs.
Yeah, yeah. This is like desserts and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, it's very controversial.
Oh, maybe I need to watch that, too. Shit.
Like, the season I'm on or whatever, like, behind-the-scenes stuff is where there's a lot of controversy behind the scenes because, like, people are shitty people. Away from it, but there's also a guy on there who, like, in the era that this was filmed, you know, people may have like exploited his mental faculties,
some fuck shit.
And he goes off every week and is wild, and it's just like this guy making everyone uncomfortable, but they won't send him home
because it's good television.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, so that's some crazy stuff. But yeah, so one of my movies on the rise was Under the Bridge, and I'll try and see if
that's good. I watched the first episode of it. I did, because Curse watched it. Yeah. With that girl who gets lost under the bridge. Yeah. I watched the first episode of that. It was, and well, she got beat up, but I don't know. Okay. She might have got beat up. I don't fucking know. We're gonna see.
Something happened under
the bridge. Yeah, facts. Something definitely happened.
And Lily Gladstone has got to figure it out.
Is the cop. Yeah, I fucked with Lissy and Lily Gladstone as the cop. I definitely was. Because I was like, you should have won Best Oscar. Or you should have won Best Actress. And my girlfriend was like, that's the lady you were screaming for? I was like, yeah. I was like, nice.
Yeah. So I guess that wraps everything up for this week's episode. Lennon, let everyone know what's going on with the Bros Thing Network.
Oh, man. All the shows are out. They got reviews. BWT Pod will be out this week. You'll get an interview as well as a normal episode. Some One Piece stuff will be out as well. If you haven't checked out the One Piece review for 112, 113 will be out when that chapter drops. And then there'll be a work shoot show. Like I said, all the shows will be out. Just make sure you subscribe and follow me at Lennon BWT. Follow Bros Thing at Bros Thing.
All right. Yeah, so definitely subscribe, follow, like, post, repost.
Facts.
All things Bros Who Think. We will hopefully be back for more next week. And well, I guess, yeah, we'll say we talked about Shogun. If Under the Bridge continues to be good, maybe we'll talk about Under the Bridge.
Oh, well, look, hey, if you want me to jump on it, I will. Like I said, I watched the first episode. I can get on it.
Well, we have to kind of have that discussion. Like, is there anything else that we're trying to get watch? On? Like, if wrapping up Shogun next week?
Nothing around, not until Acolyte. We're 2 weeks away. So, like, yeah, we could jump on Under the Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll just have to see what we can.
Or if you can watch Monkey Man, I'll watch Monkey. If I'll rent it for us. I got you. I'll rent us Monkey Man.
Yeah, I could do that.
Because that's something we should definitely talk about.
Yeah, the most recent movie I saw was the kids movie, Migration.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a movie from Universal.
Is that the that Ducks?
The Ducks, yeah.
Oh, I do know
Kumail and Johnny, Elizabeth Banks, Danny DeVito, Awkwafina, and Keegan-Michael Key.
It's better than the last movie I watched, Rebel Moon 2. Fucking dookie. Stop, Zach.
It definitely is. It actually was pretty good for a kids movie. And funny enough, the person who wrote that movie was Mike White, the White Lotus guy.
Oh, no. Then, yeah, it's like, definitely probably good.
We got to the end of it and we were like, Mike White? What?
That's funny.
He's like, I needed an extra paycheck for White Lotus.
Hey, he had to make that money because White Lotus, he was probably making sure White Lotus took off. And that's when he got that animated thing.
He's like, filming in Singapore is a lot of money.
Facts. Gotta get that bread.
All right. So next week we'll have some more Bros Who Binge. I hope all of you have a great week. And as always, keep binging.